A Perfect Haircut Every Day. Fandom, Gilmore Girls. Written by Up the Apples. Read by Jenna Pell. You grow up in a small town, you're gonna have big dreams. You're gonna think right from the start that it's about time someone gets out, and you're gonna be sure that it's gonna be you. You grow up underneath your mama's thumb, and maybe you think you've got no choice but to leave. You grow up in the shadow of a girl so bright she makes the stars look dull. And maybe you think it's time that you found your own spotlight. You grow up with a drum beating thump, thump, thump in your heart. And maybe you think you've actually got a chance. Maybe now you're old enough to know not every girl who wants something gets it. But still, maybe it's gonna be you. And then, of course, it isn't. You made the choices that got you here. You chose the college you knew you'd hate, and you signed the forms that said, "No, I'd rather leave." You said yes when a boy who only knew about dreams asked you to help him live on them. And when you got knocked up on the first go-round, you had two baby boys who, bless them both, don't know the difference between day and night, sleep and wake, quiet and loud as those drums you used to play once before you let them sink into the detritus of this new life. And not that there aren't days when this is wonderful, the whole of it. When Quan smiles, or Steve walks, or Zach manages to change a diaper without making a fuss. And when you start back at the diner, well, no one dreams of waitressing. But every rock star has to start somewhere, right? And hey, you're only 23. The world is your oyster. There are big things in your future, right? Then you come home, and there's a baby wailing and dinner to make, and your mother's trying to help, but it feels like being smothered more than anything. So when you close your eyes at night for a few blessed moments of quiet, you wind back your heart like a clock and let your dreams play out on your eyelids the way you used to think they would. There's a girl inside you who follows a boy across the country like she's Felicity or the Don't Call Us Groupies in Almost Famous. She thinks about her mother, about her friends, about her life back home, but it's not enough to stop her, not enough to tie her down. And so maybe some nights she's lonely, but mostly she feels free. She plays drums for a small band that becomes a big band, and one day she's in a magazine, and the next she's on the cover. She dyes her hair purple, and she doesn't think about the repercussions, even after there's photo evidence in every record store from one coast to the other. She's not a girl who gets married so young she's barely allowed a glass of champagne at the reception. She's certainly not a girl that spends her 20s cleaning up after someone else's bodily functions. Except maybe when their bassist drinks too much and passes out in his own sick. She's a girl who plays CBGB just months before it closes. And her best friend, and first fan, stands at the front of the crowd and screams and shouts and waves a lighter the way any good friend would. And it's like they haven't grown apart at all. She's a girl who defies her mother in every way except one. She's a girl with purple hair and a ring through her nose, who still comes home for Christmas and Easter, and eats her mother's cooking, and then, just as soon as Mama's gone to bed, sneaks out through her bedroom window to grab a burger at Luke's and reminisce about when she was just a girl who wanted to get out. And when the girl inside closes her eyes, you open yours to another morning of motherhood and smaller dreams and working just to make rent, to buy diapers, to get by in the life you never quite thought you'd have. And Quan takes his first steps, and Steve lets out a belly laugh, and Zach asks, "Hey, so band practice tonight?" And you remember that this is something that you couldn't ever regret. Not really. Not at all.